If you come verdade é esse, na provocação de ideia, isso é canônico de law, ok? So, this is nothing to do with your packet transmission rate, rather physical distance, and this is a particular kind of signal, physical medium, speed, make a decision. Okay. For example, if you use a night speed, make it faster, all right? Also, you know, we talk about store and forward schema in packet, internet, dock. Then, against the traditional, talk about circuit switch. Circuit switch basically, you occupy the resource exclusively. Nobody can occupy until you finish your release. So, that's two different ways to do that. One is so called FDM, FDM frequency, you know, specifically like the wireless one, you have different band. Sometimes you really learn about this, so actually different kind of frequency. This frequency for public broadcasting, this frequency for private use, this frequency for military use, that frequency for aircraft use. So in the different countries, some is international, adopt some is different kind of, for example, broadcasting frequency in the States. You know, you have you know, the so-called primary or secondary. Primary means, for example, from 11 to 12, I can't broadcast. This is always for me. If, for example, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., this period, no, actually the primary do not use. The secondary, I want to use, you want to use, you know, then give someone who use this period every day. Every month you can change. So this is frequency one. Second one is time duration one. That means given a certain time slot is fixed, for example, every 100 seconds for all 1 second. You know, you partition according different user. This you know, give you fraction sharing. This is that specific that period for you. This one. So this is what I already mentioned already. So what's the advantage? The circuit switch is because you occupy resource, not share with someone. So you if you're doing service, there is virtually no interruption. Your service guaranteed. You know. But you tend to share one. You know, this packet you packet pass through. This packet maybe in particular local. You know, is very congested. You need a query all the time. So that's not really guaranteed. So this is. But some application, for example, very high priority, urgent, like a fire. You know, the patient critical situation, people will you use this one. But the most like you guys, you know, we can order on the internet. So this we already talked about how to do this calculation, right? So this is something we demonstrate in the practice, you know, despite the internet, the global people use that is nearly billion people use, but actually not everybody at the same time, same point to use. So the fraction in practice is not use 10%, even less than 1%. Or 0.1%, you know, because the key of this painting has that's our slide, and you know, also the work time and others that sometimes like summer, you know, this lot happens in summer, you know, south hemisphere is winter season, you know, it's totally different. So that's typically why internet was the efficient. Is because you know, everybody at the same time using this infrastructure chance very small. We didn't talk about it because of today probably if you want this, I'm going to just briefly mention, you know. So-called throughput, we do not have time to talk about. Throughput basically say that this is your single gig from source to destination, right? So you have different links, as I said, different links of different transmission. department is dynamic, very small, it's a pipeline very large. You suppose like a water, okay, a bucket of water, okay, you run it through that. So because the bottleneck is here, this is very fast. So the in terms of this bucket of water, according to this, how long it takes actually to turn by this. Alternatively, well, so this is customer side and this is server side. So if the server side, this kind of data center very high, but in your home, the rate is low, so this is the bottleneck. So sometimes we call it bottleneck. This is just from source to destination, only two links. In practice, from source to destination, you have eight links. So each link you have different capacity bandwidth. So you always choose the one with the minimum one. That's called end-to-end throughput. Okay. In this case, the throughput is RS. In this case, throughput is RC. Alright. So now we start working. Luckily, we have four questions, right? Yeah, four questions. So I'm not sure you already work at home already. If not, now it's 47. I'll give you 10 minutes. 57, I start provide a solution. You work in your own by now for this four question. If you already done it very quickly, alright? Okay, you can start now. time. So 1 second, you know, divide by 16 times 10 to minus 6. So you got, you know, 1 after 16 times 10 to 6, right? So that's actually about 6,000. 2,500, you know, the packets per second. So this, for this type of problem, easy, but as I said, you need to be careful about the unit, you know, the, what's the difference between the different solutions. Then the second question. The second question basically asks you, okay, you have you know, 3 minutes, is right? 1, 2, 3. You give your level already, each of these one, how much, how long, and you need to calculate both. One is the transmission delay, one is the propagation delay, is right? So look at where first linear one, you have first you calculate the air the transmission delay, L1 R1 transmission delay. You can say L is 12,000 feet, is right? 10 to 3, and 12,000 feet. But the transmission is 1,000. The gigabit, so 1,000 10 to 3, this is 10 to 6, right? So you got in the end how 0.012 milliseconds, okay? Then you calculate the propagation delay, this one, okay, maybe use different to be consistent. I use D1 distance, okay? S1 is the transmission propagation speed. So you have 2 kilometers. You calculate 2 kilometers, 2 km. So S1 is, when I tell you that is 3 times 10 to the 8, right? 3 times 10 to the 8. Be careful, this is 2 different units. This is kilometers, this is meters, okay? So meters. Then you put both units together, so in the end, you got 0.0067 milliseconds. We already use the milliseconds. So the first one you already calculated. Then you calculate the second link. I think you can do a similar way. So I just show you the result. You know, the transmission, the same single packet, you know, because the transmission, the link transmission speed the same. This is 10. This yeah, the transmission rate of this becomes less. So so that's why it took 1.2 milliseconds. So the transmission, then you calculate the second one is this seems about that always the DFS. You maybe label the L1, R1, T1, S1, L2, T2, etc. So the second one, you get this, but the third one, you can say the transmission delay similar like is identical with second link, but the propagation delay is the first and first and the third is identical, right? The second one is transmission delay is long, propagation delay also long. So this is a typical situation. Can anyone tell me which situation? 上都可以包括这三个，说明菲律宾就是餐饮，那么这一在四川包三份的特别这个还是比较省心。是啊，我这个比较新，然后都开始烧的碗，烧的碗开始的原因是 suppose 是 user 需要ten this amount bottleneck as I just mentioned and to end the throughput， 那就是给我 rolling pass 以及因为它的transmission capacity or bandwidth capacity from all of this you can choose the minimum one as you know as end to end throughput。 Okay, so in this case you have 10 megabit link, they all send the traffic to our node has 10 link to forward receiver, suppose each user traffic 5, but each user only 20%. This if you can say the first one we use circuit switches, right? 20 if circuit switch, you know, because the total is 10 megabits, each occupy the 5, so you monthly have 2 users. So now you have 4 users use this one, what fraction time query you require? So if you have 4 users, because 2 users no overflow, no query required, because each of you maximum 5 megabits, so you have 10 megabits. So in this case, you only calculate, you only 4 customers, you know, 3, and 3 users use the same time, or 4 users use the same time. So you can either use you know, the cluster formula to do that, or simplify just the 3 users, because each user you have the same, you know, 3 users using, that means everybody uses 0.2 probability, so 3 guys. The guys do not use 0.8, right? So because you have 4 customers, so each person becomes one of these 0.8 chances is equal. So that's why you count the 4 here. That is if 4, that means everybody just you know 0.2, everybody got less than probability, you can say very, very small. In here is less than 3%, that's right? Because 0.02 function is you know less than 3%, you get a attention. If everybody involved, you know, that's very, very small. So, that's you can say you can if you just four, this is 2, so you are almost double compared to that one. The circuit switch is that one. The fourth one, therefore, the probability is not empty. The queue, because single user, 2 user in that case, no query required. So only 3 and 4 users will be used. The last one is about this one. You can see the middle shadow area. Shadow area, you can imagine this like you sit here, you use data center, for example, Amazon Web Service in Singapore. Okay, so from here we just use the Guangzhou to Singapore, you use the cable, the ocean cable, correct? So that's usually it's a large capacity, 300 megabits per second. So that means everybody uses this one. So you have from any source, you know, outgoing link is 20 megabits. The receiver 60 megabits. But for the middle, 300 megabits. That's supposed you for you know the end-to-end routing path share. So this should be divided by 4. That means you got 75, right? So any link 20. 75, 60, the minimum one is here, it's 20, right? Okay, so that's end to end throughput is 20, alright? Then the second question after you, what server side, just this one, then we look at the city, assume the sender means the server clear, okay, ascending at the maximum rate. That means is 20, S means sender. What are the utilization of the sender link, the middle link, and the client link? First of all, you got to know what's called the utilization. So utilization always less than one. That means your total, actually you can define this is the total capacity. So this is the actual utilization, usage. Okay, so as we already know, the bottleneck is 20, is right, 20 meg. So each pass at least 20. So in terms of the where we're getting in here, each of these link is 4 utilized, right? Because you only 20, but the routing, the bottleneck is also 20, so you got 1. Then we calculate the middle one. The middle one is how to calculate the middle one. So you can say the middle one is total is 300 megabits, right? 300. So, but actually, utilization, because from each of these source, you got 20, right? Each of from here, yeah. 20, actually is how much you use? Yeah. 80, right? So, what was the things? 4, 15, is correct? Okay, so you can go home to so suppose this. Then you look at the customer side, what's the utilization rate? The utilization rate is 20, right? Because when the entire grid has maximum you have 20 gigabit data you can run. But in this side, the capacity is 60, right? So you got 1/3, that means 33%. Okay. So this one 40, this is our calculator. Okay. This should be 4, 15. That means you got 40, divided by 15, 3, 13, 7. Okay, that means the middle are roughly 36 something, alright?
This is easy, right? So this
is 26, so that's my calculation of error. This is 2.4 times. How is it 26? So this is calculation error. So that's